Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Yet more horrors committed by Israel. Israeli illegal immigrants are living in the West Bank, which even Israel doesn't claim is Israeli territory. These people often, they call themselves settlers. A very misleading word. This is Palestinian sovereign territory, internationally recognized by scores of countries, but more countries than recognize Israel even. And the Israeli illegal immigrants moved there in 1967. And all right, some of them were born there, as even their grandparents came there in some cases. But they don't have a legal right to leave there unless the Palestinians choose to give it to them. And their crimes are carried on every single day in the West Bank, where Hamas doesn't even exist. So they can't use that excuse. No one say it's a self-defense. Obviously, if a Palestinian tries to defend himself or herself, that's called terrorism. So this is just how sickening everything is. About besieging these defenseless Palestinian families, endless attacks on Palestinian civilians, the murders of hundreds of Palestinian civilians over the last 5 years, hundreds. And how many Israelis have been charged with murder by the Israeli police? One. When they've committed it openly, this is Ku Klux Klan sort of violence. The ritual murder of people in public, often filmed, photos taken, so they can brag about it, so they can enjoy it. It's absolutely sickening. I know the good and bad people of all ethnicities, of all religions, and there are many Jews who will just be as nauseated by this as I am. And it's something which bears repeating. No one should be mistreated for his or her faith or lack of faith, ethnicity, nationality, color, citizenship, residence, and so forth. So anyway, about 12 Palestinian households in the illegally occupied West Bank have been told to leave their houses. So it's got so bad, even the Israeli government has intervened and said they have to remove some of these illegal Israeli immigrants whom they call settlers. So some homes were besieged on Sunday by the illegal immigrants who prevent them having, you know, even drinking water, electricity, and so on. So the Israeli military makes military law on the hoof, saying it's a closed military zone, often where their acts are so shameful that even want even their own media to see them. Okay, so some Palestinians driven out of their houses. The Israeli army steals these, makes them as barracks. So the Israeli army and police at best stand back and allow the murders of these Palestinian civilians to take place if they don't actually participate. And this is a surveillance state. There's really nothing that happens the Israelis don't know about. They've got security cameras, motion sensors, eye in the sky, everywhere. They see it. They have the evidence. They allow it to go ahead anyway. There's command responsibility. And so there's almost no use of force by the Palestinians. And I use that word deliberately, use of force, as in defensive, as opposed to violence, which is offensive. Anyway, so David Mensah, Israel's liar-in-chief, I blush to mention he's a Briton. He said the Israeli army is acting against it and we are investigating them. We will arrest those responsible. We will prosecute them. He's the man who's lied and lied and lied his arse off, who's been an apologist for endless atrocities and, you know, is very polished. We'll say shame on you if you denounce the genocide in Gaza and will deny the genocide and so forth. Goodness. So they have all these illegal colonies. Israel has, you know, expanded them, stealing yet more land. It's sickening to try and make the a Palestinian state impossible. So many Palestinians have just given up and fled, and I would too. But there's some very gallant Palestinians who said, say, this is our land and we'd rather die here than leave it. All these settlements are illegal under international law. It doesn't matter how much Tel Aviv lies about it. They are illegal. Lies do not change the truth, do they? Lies don't change the truth, and so on. So these families in Qusra were particularly badly struck, okay? So nobody suggests that they're armed or they've done any fighting at all, and so on, and the Israeli army is kicking them out. So often their houses are bulldozed later on. Now, the Israeli army has somehow bulldozed some of the illegal colonies that have been created. So the Israeli government will authorize some illegal colonies to expand and others it won't, and so on. So there's just endless violence, an endless orgy of racial violence, of humiliation of these Palestinians and so on. Goodness. So that's it. So Mike Huckabee is the United States ambassador to Israel, and he has long publicly supported armed robbery against Palestinians, the systemic racist violence against these defenseless Palestinian civilians. the mass murder of Palestinian civilians in the West Bank as well as in Gaza. He is absolutely foul. But anyway, what he said, what happened to the Khosra families is a horrific act of terror. Even he said, actions by those who carried out this horrific act of terror meant to intimidate and harass the family are disgusting. No excuse for the thuggish behavior. That's the end of the quotation. But this is the tip of the iceberg. It's been going on for decades. If you want to know why the 7th of October happened, this is why. Okay, that's a response to the Lebensraum attitude of the Israelis. And you can see them saying on television, we're the chosen people of God. You're nothing. You're racial. You're just chaff. Baruch Goldstein, who murdered 30 Palestinian men who were at prayer. And then he's lauded as a martyr by some of the ultra-Zionists. And he said all the Palestinians are not worth a Jewish fingernail. He was a doctor. You think a physician might be humane. A highly educated man might actually be smarter than that and value humans equally. But no, highly intelligent people can be viciously racist as well, and so on. So thankfully, the Abu Ridi and the Hassan families managed to put out appeals on social media when they were close to dying for lack of potable water and things like that. Okay. Goodness. So for once, just for once, the Israeli army has tried to stop some of these illegal settlements getting too big. It's really all about public relations. Yeah. And so on. So racist graffiti and Hebrew spray painted up there. You know, there were, Maccabee football fans who always chant pro-genocide slogans, or, you know, saying no Arabs, no bombs is vile. And not to say that there's no hatred on the other side, but there would be, wouldn't you? If you'd been through what the Palestinians would be, it would be difficult not to feel that hatred. You've got to put yourself in their shoes. Anyway, so there was an attack on the village of Tal a few months ago in which four Palestinian civilians were murdered and so forth. So it's sickening what was happening. Wow, wow. So many people kicked out of their homes. You know, in this year alone, 76 Palestinians murdered by these illegal immigrants. 18 of the victims were children, and sometimes it's actually by the Israeli army rather than the illegal immigrants. So not many people like illegal immigration. You can see why. This is the worst in the world, who treat the Palestinians like they're filth, and then who Christian washing Israel, saying, oh, we're good to Christians. But, you know, Christians are spat at, are humiliated, are kidnapped, are tortured, are murdered by the Israelis if they're Palestinian. Okay. And then the Israeli government will carefully protect some Christian nutcases from the USA and give them a nice tour. But other Christians are regularly spat on in public by ultra-Orthodox Jews. I'm not saying most ultra-Orthodox Jews are guilty of this, okay? And it's true that when ultra-Orthodox Jews lived in Europe, we all know when they went through the Holocaust, and we all know before that there were some Christians who were viciously bigoted towards them and used to spit on them. And that is sickening and equally deplorable. So how about equality? Why not that for a change? And another point, no, there shouldn't be a Jewish state, okay, because that is supremacism, that is discriminatory, that is exclusionary. And likewise, Zionists often say, well, how about Islamic republics? I condemn them too. There shouldn't be Islamic republics. There should be all secular states. People can believe in Islam or not, but we shouldn't be privileging one religion over another. That's not fair, is it? How about egalitarianism? Anyway, thanks for watching my video, and make sure you subscribe. Please do what you can to work for freedom and justice in Palestine.